Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, my beautiful listeners. Welcome back to the truth of who you truly be. You are tuned into Love Your Addiction, and I am Jude Albright, your host, and today I am broadcasting from Ocala, Florida. My intention is to bring awareness to your actions and to focus on the truth that everything on this planet has a life, has a vibration. That means addictions have a life of their own, too. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to help you recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that your addiction has been bad. I'm also wondering how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? You know, when you love something and appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become more loving. When you accept your addiction and give it love, you are better able to see what it has been trying to show you about you. With loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And here's an awareness for you. Love never, ever, ever hurts. It's your fear that's coming up. So please forget what our movies and songs program you to feel about love. Many people in the addiction recovery community confuse empathy and codependency. The empathetic person attempts to help another for no ulterior motive whatsoever. The codependent attempts to help with the ulterior motive of thinking that he or she knows what's best for another. We are going to be exploring the differences between the two. So please join me in the chat room. I'd love to hear your input, which you can access at the top of your listening page or call in at 516-453-9181. 516-453-9181 with your insights. Let's grab some awarenesses, become transparent, and move with the speed of love. I am not out to try to change anyone. Only you can change you. I am simply the messenger of truths for you, which bring you new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment in 2018. There seems to be a huge contradiction and a huge misunderstanding between what empathy is and what codependency is. So before we actually really look at those two issues and define them, what I would like to make everybody aware of is that for any experience, there is always a consequence. Let me give you some examples. A negative consequence might be you leave the stove on and the pot that had water in it boils out and a fire occurs. That would be a negative consequence. A positive consequence might be you buy a new car and therefore you get to where you need to go easily and effortlessly because you have no more breakdowns. So I'm going to say this once more. With every experience, there is a consequence. So let's look at empathy, first of all. And I'm going to define empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. However, what empathy really requires is boundaries, which means that you don't interfere in another's life. You help if needed, but you don't interfere and try and change things and try and control things and think you know what's better for somebody else. Your focus is you need to treat others as you would like to be treated. And ways of increasing your empathy would be being present and really listening to what's going on, having no judgment where there are no shoulds or shouldn'ts that somebody should do, and in your listening, to be patient and communicate that you're interested in what's going on, but that you have no need for a specific outcome or a reward. Therein lies empathy. What about codependency? Codependency itself is really an addiction. And what the codependent does is the codependent focuses on someone else's life. Now, I'm asking you, what would be the payoff for something like that? If you focus on somebody else's life, then what if you don't have to focus on your own? And usually we don't want to focus on our own where there is hurt and where there is pain. And most people who we would identify as codependent have come from a painful childhood, or the better term is a dysfunctional childhood. And they really never learned how to love themselves in a healthy way. So they're attempting, the codependent is attempting to get love by showing somebody that they can really help them and that they really know what's best for the other person. The codependent is really seeking approval. And as I said before, they don't know how to love themselves, so they're trying to seek the approval that they never really got in childhood. Codependency is a reaction, and it's fear-based, and it's control-based, whereas empathy is acting, not reacting, love-based. Let me give you some examples. Let's say that you are walking down the street and you see a child who has fallen off of his bicycle and he's hurt himself and he's lying in the street. Now, someone with empathy would go up to that child and attempt to help that child, attempt to call 911 or call the child's parent or cover the child with a blanket, anything that would make that child feel more comfortable in its hurt situation. The empathetic person has no outcome in mind other than seeking solace for this child who is hurt. The empathetic person is acting, not reacting. Now, let's look at what a codependent would do in a situation. I'm not going to use the same situation. I'm going to use a situation where the codependent has been asked to bail a relative out of jail. Now, the codependent will do anything in her capability, and I'm using her because we have more women who tend to be codependent than men. That doesn't mean that there aren't codependent men. There certainly are. But there are more women who don't know how to love themselves in a healthy way based on their childhood. So the codependent woman would attempt to bail the relative out of jail because her payoff would be, the person she bails out would be very grateful, and the rest of the family would think, oh, isn't she wonderful? She was able to bail him out. Now, bottom line, let me ask you this. Who do you think you are being responsible for another one's behavior? And that's really what the codependent is doing. She's thinking that she needs to be responsible for bailing a relative out of jail. But in reality, we each have our own path. And nobody knows what the other person's path is. The codependent doesn't have a clue what the path of her relative in jail, what that path is. And to try and keep somebody out of jail or from getting a divorce or from losing a job or from going into bankruptcy is not your job, is not anyone's job. The codependent feels that it is her job to set somebody else straight, that she has the answers that are needed for somebody else to keep them out of pain. And there is a joke that goes around in the recovery community, and that is when a codependent dies, someone else's life flashes before her. Well, that's insane. But the codependent is so focused on somebody else and somebody else's outcome that that would kind of make sense. Okay. Let's use another example of the empathetic person and the codependent person. And let's look at the consequences of somebody's drug use. Let's say that a mom forgets to pick her kid up from school and the kid is left stranded at the curb of the school. Now, somebody with empathy could understand that the mom is overworked and needs a break and might offer to help out with no outcome in mind, with no, it's totally unconditional, a feeling of sadness for the person who might be overwhelmed, a feeling of wanting to help that person. There's no right or wrong to any of it. Now, the codependent person would make excuses for the person who neglected to pick her kid up from school. And the codependent would also perhaps pick the kid up herself because she trusts that she knows what is best. So let's focus more on the codependents because that is where a majority of people in the recovery community, where their issues lie. I'm going to say this again. Codependents, their symptoms from childhood, they have a true need to have emotional needs not met. So therefore, they think and feel responsible for other people. They very often grew up in an addictive family. And in an addictive family, you may or may not agree with me, but the reality is children's needs are not met. Their emotional needs are not met. Because the addictive parent can't meet his or her emotional needs, and that's why they're in an addiction. And even though we have the four different types of children who grew up in the addictive family, and I've talked about these before, all of them tend to be codependent in some way, taking responsibility for another. The hero, obviously, the scapegoat, even though the scapegoat is the troublemaker, very often they, because their emotional needs are not met, they feel anxiety, pity, and guilt when somebody else has a problem, and they can anticipate another's needs because they know what needs of theirs were not met. Same thing is true with the lost child and the mascot. And codependents tend to have low self-worth. They might not appear to be, like, for example, the hero never appears to have low self-worth, but definitely does. They are people pleasers with poor boundaries, and they are caretakers. And I mean a caretaker who is a controller, who thinks that he or she knows what's best for another, and so they take on another's issues. Well, the interesting thing is, when we take on another's issues, we end up taking on those problems for ourselves. We may not be aware of that, and it may not show up immediately, but that's the way it works. So, let's go back to the situation where the relative, where the codependent relative is saying, I don't want my relative to suffer in jail. And my question would be, and why not? And I would also say, maybe he needs suffering to kick his ass so that he changes his mind about how he got in jail. Maybe he got a DUI. Maybe he hurt somebody. Maybe he killed somebody. Who knows what the situation might be? But most of us try to avoid suffering, and that's really what addiction is about. We're trying to stop unresolved pain. So maybe this person really does need suffering. And I actually have a client who shared this with me, that when he was in jail, he was in for some fraud that he was involved with based on his cocaine addiction. And he shared with me that jail, going to jail was absolutely the best thing that could have happened, because while he was in there, he was forced to look at himself and some of his beliefs. And so he really changed his mind about who he was. And today he is an absolutely magnificent being who realizes that his addiction really sabotaged who he really is. I might also ask you, as the codependent trying to keep your relative out of jail, what is your need to protect that relative? And are you really looking for approval? And if you're looking for approval, from whom? Who do you need approval from? Many of us, so many of us, did not have approval as children. And today, as adults, it's up to us to give ourselves approval. And it's also up to us to not blame and shame the parent who was not able to give us approval because he or she couldn't give what he or she didn't have. So I'm going to ask you to think about this. Who did not approve of you as a child? Were you told things like, you're stupid, you'll never amount to anything, you don't matter? If so, your message really was, you don't matter, and everyone else, and everybody wants to matter. And by that, I mean everyone wants to be loved. We would say the criminal, the person acting out, the person doing really stupid, crazy things, isn't really looking for love. But in reality, the baseline is that person simply wants to be loved and doesn't know how to get that love. So he or she is acting that out as an adult, just like they probably acted it out when they were younger, as a child. So you can see that the codependent feels responsible for other people. And somebody who has empathy simply feels for somebody who is hurting or is in pain and is willing to assist, but has no ulterior motive. The bottom line is the codependent has an ulterior motive, and that ulterior motive really is he or she is looking for approval, is looking for love, and the person with empathy already has love for himself or herself. It's really very, very simple. So if you're questioning whether you're experiencing codependency or whether you're experiencing empathy, I believe you now have a clear-cut picture of which is which. And if you have discovered that you are more codependent than empathetic, for God's sake, stop judging yourself right now. Because I know right now you are saying, what's wrong with me? Nothing is wrong with you. Remember at the beginning of the program, I said, there is nothing, no thing wrong with you. There is no thing wrong with any of us. And once we let that idea go, it is so much easier for us to step into the love of who we truly are. Because every single one of us, every single one of you listening to this broadcast or who will be tuning into this at a later date, you are love. You are worthy of love. You are lovable. So I'm going to ask you once more, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? You think you might be refusing to be the love that you really are, that you've hidden from yourself? What can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle and be the lover for the addict who you have been pretending to be? You can find out more answers, and you can also reach me at beingrecovered.net, beingrecovered.net. JudeAlbright.com is still under construction and most likely will be for the next couple of weeks. If you're also interested, you can reach me at Love Your Addiction on Facebook. We are energetic beings, and with our emotions and thoughts, and as a group, we create the things that happen on this planet. Could we all now take this opportunity to be grateful for who we are and all the wonderful things that we have in our lives? When we do this, we can make a fantastic 2018. When you concentrate on what's wrong with you or what's wrong with somebody else, you completely destroy the positive vibrations that you bring into your life when you are grateful for yourself and another. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love. remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful being that you truly are. Please be thankful for yourself and all that you do for this planet. Thank yourself for making the world a better place with you in it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You are here for a specific reason. You are listening to this program for a specific reason. It is up to you to figure out what that specific reason is. What will it be like if you live your life with empathy? Interesting question to ponder, isn't it? It's very easy to let go of codependency if you've discovered it. Simply make it your intention that you're willing to let it go. Now, is the ride going to be easy? Is it going to be totally pain-free? Probably not. Things might come up in your face and show you where you really have been codependent and not empathetic. But if you stick with it, stick with your intention of wanting, or no, not of wanting, stick with your intention of being empathetic, my promise to you is you will change. Can I tell you exactly when? Is it going to happen overnight? It might. It might take 6 months. It's up to you because you are in charge. You are the creator. You are the power, and you have the power. Even though AA's first step says that you are powerless over addictions, that is not true. And with that, I am going to say bye and stay beautiful.